Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifests more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies, and happy Monday. I hope you are all having a beautiful start to the week and have had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I am happy, as always, to be here recording this episode for you, where the conversation is all about the power of investing in yourself, and specifically how investing in yourself can help you manifest more. Now, investing in yourself, it's a conversation that comes up pretty frequently within coaching circles. I think coaches themselves are very good at understanding the importance and power of investing in yourself, mainly because they've experienced it for themselves. You know, as a coach, you have to invest in lots of different things in order for you to really step into your power as a coach, to get your business off the ground, to get trained as a coach, to work on your own mindset. And I think having gone through that process yourself and having seen how powerful investing in yourself can be, I think coaches just really get that. And so there is this mindset when people step into the coaching world that as you continue to invest in yourself, you continue to grow. You continue to manifest bigger and bigger things. And I've experienced this for myself. And so I thought what would be really good to share with you guys for this episode is the things that I've personally invested in myself in and the impact those things have had on my life. But let's just talk about investing in yourself and what I mean by this, because I do, of course, mean financially investing in yourself and the things that you can do or the things that you can spend money on to further yourself in life, to get you closer to your desires, to raise your vibration. But I'm not just talking about how you can financially invest in yourself. Investing in yourself also means investing time and energy. It means investing in, you know, making yourself a priority. So I also want to cover a little bit of that in today's episode as well. But as I said, let's just talk about the things that I have really invested in for my own personal journey and how these things have helped me grow and how these things have had that ripple effect when it comes to the manifestation process. Because what I have seen, and I've heard this so many times from other women too, is that the amount I've had invested, the amount I've invested in myself has had a direct correlation to the amount that I've been able to receive in my life, okay? And so it's almost like the more I invest in myself, the more I allow myself to receive. And it's almost this sort of like balancing effect. It's you showing the universe, I am worthy of receiving. I deserve success. I deserve self-care. I deserve investing in myself. And when you put that energy out there, the universe is going to match that by sending you things in return. So often when we're talking about financial investments, we often approach these things from a very much a lack mindset. There's the fear around investing in yourself because you fear spending that money, fearing that that money won't come back to you. Okay, and so it's not just a case of actually taking the step to invest in yourself, but it's also adopting the right mindset as you do. That mindset of everything that I spend on myself is going to come back to me tenfold. In fact, that was a mantra that I adopted pretty early on when it came to my own investments I was making. Everything that I spend on myself comes back to me tenfold. It's this idea that when we live abundantly, the universe is going to reward us 10 times more abundantly. And I've seen this play out so many times. You know, whether it's investing in my business, you know, spending money to help my business grow, I've seen the knock-on effect. And the effect of that is that my business has grown 10 times more. Okay. Or if I've invested in my own personal development, I've then gone on to witness these huge shifts when it comes to my own personal growth. Okay, so it's this idea that as you take that step to invest in yourself, you are going to be compensated for that, okay? You're not losing anything. Okay, the idea that the word investment itself, it means to put something in order to get more back. Okay, if we think about when people invest, let's say in the stock market, the idea is that you're putting money into something that is going to then reward you, you know, twofold, fivefold, tenfold. You know, you're going to get more back than what you initially put in. Okay, so this word investment means to get more as a return. That's really what we're doing here. We're not just spending money for spending's sake. But coming back to things that I've invested in though, you know, this really started out at the beginning of my coaching journey when I actually decided myself, first of all, to invest myself in a coach. Now, this isn't, if you're thinking about wanting to become a coach, I wouldn't necessarily say that this is a prerequisite to you becoming a coach. But for me, that was just where my journey began because I didn't actually know coaching really existed or I even wanted to become a coach at this stage. I just kind of knew that I had lots of stuff that I needed to work through. And what was the thing in that moment that really helped me say yes to that? Because if we kind of look at the setting that I was in at the time, I certainly didn't have that money to invest in myself. In fact, I had a very bad relationship with money. And so I had spent a lot of money. I'd accumulated a lot of credit card debts. And I certainly didn't have lots of money just sitting around to invest in myself. However, I had made this realization that the way that I had been going through my life up until now had not been working for me. And if I could figure out those answers by myself, surely I would have done by now. And I was so committed to my future. I was so committed to making a change in my life that I knew I would make mountains move to get that money together. So those first stages when I first started to invest in myself, admittedly, it wasn't just, you know, an easy, oh, I've got the money sat there and I can just make this investment straight away. It was a lot of sort of juggling things around on credit cards, doing balance transfers. I even actually had to accumulate more debt to get myself started in my coaching journey, you know, to invest in my training and to invest into my business in those early stages. You know, it did require me, you know, putting more money onto a credit card. But again, coming back to that mindset of I'm investing myself. Previously, money I'd spent, it had just been money that I was, you know, flittering away. I was just spending it, you know, on things that didn't really have much meaning for me. You know, things which were giving me that sort of quick fix of, oh, this feels good, you know, buying stuff, feeling good for a short while, but didn't really have a long-term impact on my future. Whereas this was a completely different game. You know, spending on myself, my personal, you know, development, spending on my new purpose of becoming a coach and putting that money into my business, I knew that that was a long-term investment. It was something that was going to pay off way into my future and it was going to pay off time and time again. And at this point, I was so committed to that path. I knew that that was what I wanted to be doing. When I discovered coaching, I knew that if I'm going to do this, I've wasted so much of my time trying to figure out what I want to do in my life. And now there's this thing jumping out at me, just, you know, a gift from the universe. I've been shown this path of becoming a coach. I don't want to just dip a toe into this. I want to jump fully into this. And I fully commit to myself. I fully commit to my future. And I know that when I invest in myself, I am showing the universe that I believe in this, you know, and the universe is going to then validate that path for me. Now, if you are considering becoming a coach, I would say investing in yourself is going to be a non-negotiable. First of all, investing in your training. Honestly, like, you want to make sure that you are the best at what you do, not just so you can be an amazing coach and be of incredible service to others, but just to have that confidence within you, right? If you kind of know that you're just sort of winging it, or, you know, you've just sort of dabbled in a training here and there that's not very comprehensive, it's going to be incredibly difficult for you to really back yourself when it comes to what you offer and the results you're able to provide for your clients and those breakthroughs that you can help your clients have. That's going to have a knock-on effect on how much you feel comfortable charging and the money that you're able to attract into your business. So that, again, that investing in yourself, there's a direct correlation between you investing in your own training as a coach and the income that you're then able to see. Okay, think about it. How much more confident do you think you will feel charging for your services if you know that you've fully invested in your own training and you're great at what you do? Okay, but aside from that, and maybe if you're not a coach or planning to become a coach, you know, just investing in your own mindset. One of the reasons why we have coaches that are there to support our students within the Clique Academy, our coach training, is because I know fully from my own experience the importance of having that support when it comes to your own mindset, whether you're a coach or not. Okay, you know, they can help you. A coach can help you see things or help you to see things that you've perhaps not been able to see previously. Okay, they're going to be able to help facilitate changes in your perspective, help you see the world and yourself in a completely different way, help you really unravel and transform those limiting beliefs that have perhaps been holding you back. And yes, of course, there is so much, you know, aside from a coach, there's so many other things that you can invest in when it comes to your own growth. Books, there's so many free things available to you on the internet, you know, podcasts, YouTube videos, and by all means, devour all that, immerse yourself in all of that. But honestly, something changes when you finally say, yes, I'm actually taking the step to invest in a coach and get that help at a deeper level. Okay, you know, the amount of breakthroughs I was able to have through working with a coach, which I wasn't able to get from just reading books or, you know, listening to podcasts. And of course, those things helped. And I loved all of those things, you know, but it was certainly, you know, having that experience of being coached that took my mindset to the next level. And again, this was a big reason why we decided when I was creating the Clique Academy, our coach training program, that our students would have access to coaches who could help them with their mindset. Okay, but coming back to this idea of investing in yourself, it's the ripple effect that investment has. Okay, so let's say you have decided to invest, let's say, for example, in a coach. You're not just going to be feeling the effect of that investment during the time that you're working together. So let's say you decide to work with that coach for 3 months. It's the ripple effect that investment has afterwards, okay? It's the knock-on effect of that coaching. So working with the coach kind of, you want to almost see that as that sets the foundations. But the real impact of coaching and your investment into coaching often comes, you know, months down the line, years down the line, and you're still feeling that effect years on. And that's really what you're investing in. It's not just you're investing in somebody's time when you hire a coach. You're investing in that long-term impact that coaching is then going to have on your life moving forwards. And I promise you, when you hire the right coach, when you work with the right coach, your life will never be the same again. And that's really what you're paying for. Or let's say, for example, when it comes to, you know, your coach training, the ladies, for example, that invest in our coach certification program. Yes, you're getting trained as a coach. Yes, you're getting certified. You're getting that qualification. You're getting that experience. You're getting coached by professional coaches. You're getting that community of women that are, you know, there to support you. You're getting the live calls. You're getting the workbooks. You're getting the trainings. You get all of this stuff. But that is not where the investment stops. The investment is who you become then in the process, okay? So it's not just you're investing in your business, but you're investing in a new life for yourself. And nobody comes into our program and comes out the other side and they're the same, okay? Life changes in so many different ways, and it may seem almost cheesy and it may seem dramatic, but again, this is the power of investing in yourself. When you say yes to you and your purpose and your dreams, you are not just stepping into a new business, but you are stepping into a new identity. An identity where you and the life that you want is now a priority. There is no going back for this. from this. I am here and I am doing it, and I'm doing it properly, and I am here for the long run. And when you come into, you know, let's say your new business with that kind of energy, again, the universe is going to reward you time and time again. And it's not just going to reward you now, it's going to be still rewarding you months down the line, years down the line. You know, so it's taking that initial investment, taking that first step. It's the ripple effect that then has on your life. And not just your life, but every other life that you then come into contact with. So think about how investing in yourself will have an impact on, you know, your loved ones, on your family, on your kids, on, you know, the people that you meet. When you invest in yourself and you are then able to show up as the best version of you, what kind of impact do you think that that has on the people you come into contact with? I know for sure that before I started this path, before I ever thought about investing in myself and investing in, you know, my coaching business, I was a nightmare to be around, right? I was miserable. I was, you know, lashing out at people that I loved and cared about. I was short-tempered. I was, you know, I wasn't myself. You know, that's not who I am. I knew at the time that that wasn't who I was. Yet because I was unhappy and because I was saying no to my dreams and, you know, keeping myself playing small, you know, I wasn't living my purpose and, you know, I wasn't making myself a priority. Because of that, I wasn't able to be my best me for the ones that I loved and the ones that, you know, I really cared about. So it's not just you that investing in yourself helps. It's all of those other people that come into contact with you. Now, I spoke about investing in, let's say, coaching and investing in your mindset, investing in, you know, your training, if you're becoming a coach and, you know, the business support that comes with that. But what other things have I invested in personally that I believe have really made a difference? Well, and different coaches have different outlooks on, you know, what things they've invested in to live their best lives. And, you know, some people are drawn to, you know, the flashy cars and, you know, the designer handbags and the clothes. And, you know, I'm not going to say that that's completely absent from my life. The beginning of this year, well, actually it was the Christmas just gone, I bought myself a Tesla. You know, it was a car that I'd always seen and loved. And, you know, I knew I wanted to be more environmentally friendly and start making decisions that were going to have a better impact on the environment and the world. And so a Tesla was always something, you know, a car that I'd had on my vision board for a while. But I actually realized that coming into my business, some of the things that I thought I wanted to invest in, you know, I thought I perhaps have, you know, a wardrobe full of designer handbags and designer shoes. I actually realized that those things did not really mean a lot to me at all. Something that I have found, and I've kind of always known really, that is a big investment for me that really does impact how I'm able to show up and how I feel and, you know, how much I'm able to give to the world is travel. For me, travel is one of my non-negotiables when it comes to investing in myself, because I know that when I'm traveling, when I'm exploring, when I'm, you know, immersing myself in new cultures and seeing new places and having experiences, that makes me a better woman, it makes me a better coach, it makes me a better partner, it makes me a better mother. So I know for me that is one of my investment non-negotiables. Obviously, you know, COVID times, that has made things pretty challenging. You know, I've not really been able to travel much, if at all, over the past sort of couple of years. However, you know, once we're out of these times, I know that that will continue to be one of my investment non-negotiables. Investing in very high quality food is also something for me that has become one of my investment non-negotiables. I've always eaten pretty well. However, when I didn't have much money, it was perhaps not always making the healthiest choices for myself. You know, it would be going with whatever was cheap. And often, you know, when I was working in corporate, especially, I was tired. And so I'd come home and I would just often grab like a ready meal or something. I know that for me, investing in my health and investing in my body, again, is a non-negotiable for me. So it's buying, you know, the best quality for me is like organic food, eating a lot of plant-based food. If we do eat meat or eat fish, making sure that it's organic and it's sustainable and it's as environmentally friendly as possible. In fact, this applies to pretty much everything that we bring into our house. You know, we try and be really conscious of what we're consuming, what we're eating, what products we're buying. And, you know, I say investment because often it is an investment because they're not always necessarily the cheapest products available. Yet for me, these have become non-negotiable things. So, you know, household products, for example, we, you know, to clean our home, we have this brand called Kinfil, which we have to buy from, I think it's Denmark, we have to buy them from, and it comes in glass bottles and it's all, you know, environmentally friendly and it's non-toxic. But again, these are the things, they've become my investment non-negotiables. They're ways in which I invest in myself and in my family because I know that these symbolize how I want to live and reflect, you know, my values and how I want to show up in the world. And so, yeah, investing in yourself then, it's not always just about you. It's about the other people that come into contact with you as well, because these are things that affect my whole family. You know, the food that I buy, the products that I use. Now, again, as I said earlier, when we're thinking about this power of investing in yourself, you have to see it as your as a power, right? Don't see yourself as a victim to spending money. It's empowering yourself with the mentality that when I choose to invest in myself and it feels good and I know that it's furthering me and I know that, you know, whatever I'm investing in is aligned with who I want to be and the life that I want to live and the future that I'm creating myself for myself. When you think about your investments from that energy, the universe is going to reward you. It's going to step in and it's going to reward you abundantly. And I've seen this play out time and time again. So a really good example of this was when I was purchasing my first house. And, you know, it's actually still the house that I'm living in now. And it had taken me a long time to be in a position to be able to buy the house that I wanted to buy. Okay, so I had an idea of the kind of house that I wanted to live in, and something that was really important to me was outdoor space. You know, I really wanted to have a beautiful big garden, and I really wanted to have beautiful views at the back. And I'm fortunate to live in an area where, you know, we're very close to sort of beautiful countryside. I live in Cheltenham, which is, you know, close to the Cotswolds in the UK. And so I knew that this was possible for me. But it took me in a while to be in a position to be able to manifest that house. And when it happened, so if any of you that have bought a house, you'll sort of know what the process is. You've got this sort of big down payment that happens when, you know, at the end of the process when you're about to buy and you have to pay over this huge lump sum of money, which was pretty much everything that I had at this stage. Everything that I had was pretty much going into this business. And that made me feel a little uneasy, right? Okay, like spending pretty much all of the money that you've got available to you and thinking, okay, well, what happens next? But being in this mindset of the universe is always going to reward me. Okay, so every time I invest in myself and I know that this is a decision that's aligned with who I'm meant to be, the universe is going to show up and it's going to, you know, give me that money back. And it's going to perhaps even multiply that money as a return. Okay, so I had this month of where I basically had to hand over all of this money, got the keys to the house. This was all wonderful. But there was a part of me that kind of almost wanted to panic at this stage because, you know, I'm in a business, my partner's in the business as well. We don't have like the safety net of knowing that a paycheck is going to come in each month. You know, the money that we generate, it's up to us to generate that money, okay? And with that, it has to come, you have to have a certain element of self-belief and trust, right? Trusting that each month you're going to be making more and more money, okay? And so this was a mindset that now I've been working on for a long time. And so even though nothing is ever a given in business, every month I trust that the money that I need will come into my life and, you know, my business will flourish abundantly month on month, and month on month, my business is going to continue to grow. You know, these are things that I affirm to myself every single day. These are things that I, you know, fully believe in. I fully believe in the growth of my business. But there was that sort of little point of handing over that big sum of money, which had been up until this point had been just sat in my bank account, right? And it was kind of, it was making me feel safe. It was making me feel comfortable. It was almost like, okay, I've got this sort of safety net here. So if something doesn't, you know, happen next month and, you know, something happens in the business and we perhaps don't do as well financially, I've almost got this sort of this safety net. So handing this money over was almost letting go of that safety net, giving that safety net up. But at this moment, I had to re-remind myself that the universe is always going to provide for me abundantly when I invest in myself abundantly. And this, buying my house, was one of the biggest investments I'd made in myself. You know, it was my home. It was the place that I wanted to turn into my sort of my sacred space. It was the place from which I was going to raise my children, the place from which I was going to work and, you know, continue building on my business. So this place had huge significance for me. And so I had to re-remind myself, you know, when I am walking my authentic path and investing in myself abundantly, the universe will do the same. And then, as if by magic, guess what happened? The month after we purchased the house, and so we'd moved in, and, you know, things were a little chaotic at this time because we obviously, if anybody's moved house before, you will know, like, just stuff is everywhere. But, and I think because of things were so chaotic, I perhaps didn't necessarily have as much time to spend on my business that month. And I wasn't, you know, doing a lot of stuff just because I was sorting out things with the house. However, as if by magic, the universe knocks on my door and says, I am going to gift you your most profitable month to date. Okay. And so it was almost as if, like, me taking this step, taking this leap of faith and trusting that the universe would be there to catch me, the universe showed up and it caught me and it rewarded me abundantly. And that month, my business absolutely boomed and continued to boom and continued to grow. And again, this is what happens. This is the value, the manifesting value of investing in yourself. You're not just investing in yourself, but you're investing in your future. You're investing in, I see it as investing in a contract with the universe. You're putting that money, you're giving that money to the universe to say, I am contracting with you on the basis that you are now going to show up and you are going to keep giving and giving and giving to me. And then you just have to sit back and receive. Okay, so if you're kind of caught in this trap of thinking of investment and it's coming very much from this lack mindset, you want to flip that switch as soon as you can. Because when you approach things with this abundance of, I am going to, you know, spend on myself abundantly and I'm going to receive abundantly, money's going out and money's coming in, and you make it as easy as breathing, you know, this motion of breathing in and breathing out, you see that money going out, but you see it coming back in again. You know, when you think of it in that very easy in and out motion, making money becomes easy. You know, receiving money becomes easy. And this doesn't just apply to money. It applies to the time and energy that you give to yourself as well. Okay, when you say to yourself, I'm going to make myself a priority and invest time into me, you will find that time becomes of an abundance, okay? The universe will reward you with more time. And this might sound crazy, and I'm not talking about, you know, all of a sudden you've got 48 hours in a day rather than 24, not actually creating more hours, but the universe will start to perhaps, let's say, for example, you know, you always get asked to do a certain thing at work and that takes up loads of your time. Maybe that all of a sudden just magically disappears, or certain commitments that you don't necessarily want to do just, you know, drop off your calendar. You know, it will free up space in your time when you say, okay, I'm going to invest in me and I'm going to invest time into myself and my future. The universe will reward you accordingly. Now, above all else, what investing in yourself does, it raises your vibration. Think about this. When was the last time that you spent a day just for yourself? Maybe you can't think of a time, but, you know, think back to a time where you had loads of time for yourself to do the things that you wanted to do. How did that make you feel? Or when you purchased something, maybe it was a trip, or maybe it was, you know, you got yourself a new outfit, or maybe you invested in a massage. How did that make you feel? Chances are you felt pretty good, right? And that's the power of when you say yes to yourself. That's what investing is. It's saying yes to yourself. And when you do that, when you say, I am a priority, I matter, your vibration is raised. And what's the ripple effect of that? You start to magnetize more amazing things into your reality. Okay? Your reality is a product of your vibration. You raise your vibration, you raise your reality. Okay? So you've got to remember that everything that you're putting out there is always going to be coming back to you. Okay? It's going to be matched by your energy. The universe is going to match whatever energy you're emitting. So if you're feeling good, if you're feeling, you know, I am worth it, I deserve this, you know, I've invested in myself and I'm, you know, I'm spending money on the things that make me feel good and I'm investing in my future, I'm investing in my own self-care. With that raised vibration, the universe is going to match that raised vibration and start to send you things abundantly as well. Okay, so you've got to remember this. But I think this is a really, really important episode. And I know that a lot of people are perhaps at that tipping point of wanting to invest in themselves and are perhaps on the fence. Just remember, put yourself into that abundant mindset. Say to yourself, repeat to yourself the mantra, whenever I invest in myself, the universe is going to show up and invest in me abundantly. It's going to return that investment tenfold. Keep reminding yourself of that, ladies. So I hope this gave you lots to think about today. As always, it was a pleasure connecting with you, and I will catch you again on the next episode. Speak soon, ladies. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance, and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.